Do they look like they're having fun?
No. Educators say helping a child succeed in their future academics and changing bad behaviors starts with social emotional skills.
But if you think they're not having fun, put both your arms up in the air like this.
We visited St. James Head Start in Depew, where 3 to 5-year-olds are instructed through a program called PEDALS. The acronym stands for Positive Emotional Development and Learning Skills. These preschoolers are learning how to interact.
We had a lot of behavior issues at the beginning of the year when kids would first come in and they hadn't really had school at all before. And then, you know, working through with the program, you see change almost immediately. There's a lot of catchy music and puppets and stuff, so they get into it really quickly.
Alan Hiddle is a preschool teacher at St. James Head Start. He tells WBFO News he uses what is called Second Step in the PEDALS program for social-emotional teaching.
Basically to help the kids learn to identify their own emotions, how their friends and peers and teachers all have emotions as well, and how those play into their day, how they can handle those emotions, cope with the feelings they have, and interact with their friends in a different way.
Hiddle's class began with children sitting in a circle singing about listening.
Are very self-centered, not in a bad way, but they really only care about themselves and how they feel. Somewhere between 3 and 5, they learn that they're not really the center of their universe. There's other people. They make friends. And I think making a friend and seeing your friend get sad or mad and learning they have that same kind of feelings you have kind of really opens it up.
I've been involved with the PEDALS program since its inception. So I've seen a growth from day one with these children.
Kathy Karen is principal at St. James Head Start. She says all the classrooms at her school are using the PEDALS program.
This is home to them. So we need to make them feel comfortable so that when they, you know, express their feelings with them, when they're saying, how are you feeling today? When they come in, they're crying and they can express some of that to us and they feel so loved here and they just need that.
All right. That's most of you. That's great.
Over the last several years, the Health Foundation of Western and Central New York has been partnering with the Tower Foundation to help fund the PEDALS program at preschools in Erie and Niagara counties, especially reaching low-income neighborhoods. PEDALS is now in more than 150 classrooms in the region, reaching over 4,500 students. Both Principal Karen and Teacher Hiddle say it is providing teachers with skills to educate children about social-emotional development and dealing with bad behaviors.
If they came in and they were angry, what process would you go through? What tools would you use with them?
You know, a lot of times when kids get dropped off in the morning, they don't want mom and dad to leave. Sometimes they get sad, but some of them do get mad that they have to be at school all day. Basically, what we'll do is we've got a safe place in the classroom. They can come and sit down and we'll ask them why they feel angry. They can tell us. And if they need to take deep breaths and kind of work through that, and it just kind of gives them a tool to take control and ownership of their own emotions.
I mean, if you can deal with your problems now and your feelings now and can get a handle on that, you're just going to flourish so much more in life and just be able to cope. Coping mechanisms is such an important part for these children and their daily lives here. They need to start now to be able to get that mental feelings when they deal with it when they go to kindergarten.
It's such a big topic in education right now because even just 5 years ago, it really wasn't. And so hopefully giving these kids all these tools, learning to be kind to each other, or learning how to even just handle their own emotions if someone isn't kind to you, hopefully will open up a whole bunch of doors for these children.
How do we calm down? What's the first thing that we want to do?
Put a hand on the belly and say stop.
Right.
On the classroom bulletin board, there are posters. One teaches students about playing fair with others. The other instructs a child how to calm down. It states, put your hands on your tummy and say stop. Name your feeling and take belly breaths. A technique educators say is removing bad behaviors. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.
Let's say 5 belly breaths. Ready? 1.